Good morning. Welcome back to another episode of Mornings with the Montagues. We are so happy to have you here joining us today. And Marcel and I were just talking about the purpose of our podcast. Why are we doing it? We want to come back to the heart and the remembrance of why. And so I want to remind you guys why we're doing this. We're not just doing this so you can see us. We're not just doing it so we can record our fun times together doing devotionals. No, we're doing this to be obedient to God. Number one. Number two, we're doing it for your freedom. We want to do it to set the captives free. We want to do this to share the gospel, to share the Bible, all the stories that we can learn, all the wisdom that we can learn from this Bible. We want to share it with you. We want to give some of our experiences. Hopefully they're relatable to you and that you understand that you have a chance. There is hope for your life. You have a God that loves you. And if you run from your sin, if you turn away from your past mistakes, there is no condemnation. If you accept Christ as your atonement, as your sacrifice, he paid the price for your sins, so you can be free. And as Romans says, live in no condemnation. So this is the purpose. This is why we're here. This is why we're continuing to release 2 weeks in. I think this is episode 17 today. So we're crushing it. We're continuing to record every day. And it's been fun. It's been a journey, but that's the purpose. That's why we're here. We don't want to get distracted by the other elements that go into doing something like this, but it is for freedom. We want to bring freedom. And so I hope you guys are learning something from our time here together. So today's devotional, it's in Leviticus. So we've completed Genesis, we've completed Exodus, and now we are in Leviticus chapter 4, verses 27 through 35. Please go back and read those, understanding a little bit about the sacrifice of sin. And so here are our main verses, Leviticus 4, 27 through 28. If any member of the community sins unintentionally and does what is forbidden in any of the Lord's commands, when they realize their guilt and sin they have committed becomes known, they must bring as their offering for the sin they committed a female goat without defect. And so today's devotional is titled, Don't Mean It Sins. Don't mean it sins. And what we're going to talk about are these sins in life that we kind of fall into unintentionally, things that we didn't plan to do, but then it happened, right? And this happens so many times in our lives. I can look back at so many experiences where I wasn't seeking sin, but I found myself in a situation where, oh man, this is not good. Or, hey man, the line moved. Like, I'll never do this. And then I get closer to the line and then it gets blurry. And then I look back, oh wow, I'm really far from where I thought I would be. I experienced that. And so here is our devotional today. Everyone roared with laughter at Maggie's story when Brad's klutziness in fixing the car. Brad was mortified. Thad had been paying bills online, and then without ever planning to, he found himself deep in pornography. Maylene walked in and found him viewing images he had no business seeing. Arthur and Gabriella thought they were just getting together with some friends from church, but they found out they caught themselves in a coup to get rid of the pastor. 6 months later, the church was in shambles, and Arthur and Gabriella were wondering how they let themselves get involved in the mess. Sometimes we sin without meaning to. We aim for righteousness, honor, and wisdom, but we miss it by a mile. Leviticus 4:2 introduces the Hebrew word for sin that means to miss the mark. We hear this definition of sin all the time, missing the mark, missing the mark. But George R. Knight, professor of church history at Andrews University Theological Seminary in Michigan, explains you have missed the mark not because you're wicked, but because you are a fool or silly or careless, inattentive, perhaps lazy, or more probably because you do not possess the proper aim in life. So his approach is that we sinned, we fell short because we weren't paying attention. We weren't being aware of our surroundings or the things that we were entertaining. And that's how we found ourselves in the sin. We're lazy. We are not aiming correctly, right? Add to that word in the Hebrew, sin, unintentionally. And it suggests someone wandering around like a silly sheep or someone who isn't thinking. We sometimes feel we ought to be given a break if we didn't really mean to sin, but the Bible doesn't cut us any slack. Whether we mean it or not, sin damages our relationship with God and with others. Anyone who is married knows that unintentional hurts, such as teasing someone's weaknesses or becoming chronically late or missing a birthday, can do a lot of harm. Leviticus 4 shows that God takes unintentional sins seriously. Forgiveness is available, but it doesn't come cheap. There's no quick, oops, sorry, I guess I wasn't thinking. Specific instructions were given in Leviticus 4 for how different groups were to deal with these sort of sins. While the details differed from one group to another, the basic corrective steps were the same for each situation. Bring an offering and then have it sacrificed to atone for the sin. Today, we who confess Jesus Christ as Savior are grateful that we don't have to go through the laborious and gruesome atonement rituals of the Old Testament. Still, as we read through the requirements in Leviticus, we realized how the sacrificial system illustrates the seriousness of sin. These sin sacrifices do not over-dramatize the sinner's situation. Rather, they under-dramatize it. The blood of animals could never pay for sin, whether unintentional or not. God mercifully accepted such sacrifices until his plan could be carried out to give his one and only son, Jesus, as the complete sacrifice for sin. Sin is terrible, even when it's unintentional. Praise God that Christ's death provides forgiveness for us, and that is in his indwelling spirit, gives us the strength to aim straight at godliness. Wow. So these sins that we just find ourselves in, what can you take away from that so far that we've read today?
The seriousness of the sin for God. It's a big deal for him. It's a big deal. So I think in the practical ways of nowadays, we have Jesus, right? And I like to read when David is Psalm 51, when he's saying that so many things about himself that he doesn't deserve anything. And he's repenting in front of the Lord. I think we should read those verses many times. And every time we sin, we should come to the Lord and in repentance and just get close to him and read and read and read the Bible and pray and pray and pray. Because only through God's strength, Jesus' strength, we are going to be able to change our path. Yeah, I think it's serious.
Yeah. Whether we miss the mark on purpose or not, you still sinned against the Lord, right? And so it is serious to overcome that and to make that right. And so in the Old Testament, they had to use sheep or goats. Read that. Read those verses here in Leviticus 4, where they had to bring a goat or a sheep to sacrifice to atone for the sin. And then, of course, as we get into the New Testament, Jesus is that complete, perfect sacrifice, the blameless Lamb, as we had in the Old Testament. He is blameless. There's no spot on him at all, and he took the penalty for our sins. And now we can live free of condemnation. We can live, you know, in freedom. And all of those things that we can now have is because Christ came down and sacrificed for us. So I'm so grateful for that, because I made so many mistakes in my life, but I don't have to pay for those anymore, right? If I accept that from Christ, I'm free. I'm forgiven.
Don't have to live in condemnation. Mm-hmm. I think for a long time of my life, I didn't really understand that point. Like, Jesus' sacrifice was complete. Mm-hmm. Because when I was got married to Dallas the first year, there were some things. I don't remember how it was Dallas' approach, but I know that he helped me to not be condemning myself anymore for my past sins. It was like I was carrying this with me. The heaviness of all my past. I was carrying my past with me, like I was still that dirty person and hurt. And this is not what Jesus wants for us. He wants us to be joyful. And the Bible says rejoice and rejoice. And, you know, and when I gave my life to Jesus, one of the characteristics he gave me, it was the joy, you know. I was smiling all the time because Jesus gave me that joy. But after a while, I didn't become perfect. So yeah. I sinned again against the Lord. So as I sinned against this God that I loved, Jesus that I loved, I started to carry that heaviness with me. And then when I got married, Dallas noticed that, why are you still carrying this heaviness? And he helped me to just get rid of it. Like, he showed me that Jesus set me free once and for all. And also we can rebuke this thoughts that the enemy comes with condemnation. Yeah. The condemnation does not come from Jesus, because he paid the price. So I could be able to have joy again, you know. So because my sins were paid.
Yeah.
And this is what everyone can have. Everyone in Jesus can have this freedom and this joy again. We don't have to carry the weight of the scene anymore. And every time we sin, we are not disgusting to the Lord. Mm-hmm. He provided in the past the sacrifices. He didn't burn them.
Yeah. Yeah.
He provided, like, come to me with an offering, a sacrificial offering. Every time, like, he didn't reject, he asked people to bring this offering. And then he gave his own son to be the sacrifice.
Yeah. It takes me back to the time when I remember whenever I was going through my addiction program. And through that process, I knew I had so many things that I needed to ask for forgiveness from, all the mistakes that I have made. And I remember being on my knees after a horrible phone call with my parents, and just all the hurt was still there. We were trying to deal through those things together through phone calls because I couldn't physically see my family at the time while I was in this program. And I confessed to a ton of sins, a ton of things that I've been lying about in my life. And I confessed, and it was so heavy. And the only thing I could do was go down to the service where the chapel that we had, the church area. It was not a church time, but all I could do was just sit at the altar on my knees and pour my heart out to God. I cried and cried and cried and cried and cried. And through that, after the confession, after the pouring my heart out to God and crying forever, I felt better. I felt so good and so free. I remember it like it was yesterday, that freedom, that weight lifted off of me. The lies I was holding in, all these things in my life that were holding me down and I was condemning myself for, Christ forgave me for those things. And maybe the consequences weren't solved there because I'm still today dealing with some of the mistakes that I've made in my past. Yeah. But I'm forgiven. I'm forgiven. And I know that I'm forgiven. And I don't live in that. Yes, the enemy comes and brings lies back to us to condemn us again.
Are people coming with this condemnation mm-hmm. because...
You did this, blah, yeah. blah, blah. I did, but Christ set me free and I'm saved. And because of him, I'm a new creation. I have a new mind. My mind has been renewed. I don't think the same way I did before. I don't act the same way I did before. I don't talk the same way. I'm different because I've been transformed through Jesus Christ. And only he can do that. You can't do that. You can't find that anywhere else.
You can't be the same.
You can't. You can't. You can't find this anywhere else other than through Christ, this freedom. And so that brings us back to the purpose of this devotional. Why are we doing this? We want you guys to have freedom the same way that we have found freedom in Christ from our mistakes and our falling short and all of these things. And our first question today, what unintentional sins have we committed that proved our aim was way off?
Think with words. Sometimes when we are not intentional about our words, we may say some words that are not like exactly the words that God wanted us to say.
True, you're meaning good, but say like, something.
You could have been more intentional. You know, the Lord meant for you to be super intentional with the people that you met during the day and to be light. And you're just being there sometimes and say something like to agree with the person. But sometimes that is not what God wanted you to say. You know, or you laugh at a bad joke, like a not godly joke.
I think this happens a lot in marriage, in relationships, because I can say something and mean well, but if it's given with the wrong heart, it's not going to communicate well. And I mean well. I want to help you in the situation, but in fact, I'm hurting you because I'm saying it with an attitude, or I'm saying it with, you know, an angry heart, right? Unintentionally sinning.
Or actions, yes, actions. Right. We've done. We find out later with the whole help the Holy Spirit to reveal to us.
David always said, "Search my heart, O God. Yes. If there's anything in me that's unclean, clean it, fix it." And I think that's something that we should practice often because we're not always walking in the Spirit. We're not always pleasing God with our actions, with our mind, all these things, right? To answer this question for myself, I would have to go back to a situation where I was introduced to drugs for the first time. And so for those of you that don't know my story, I was involved with drugs for several years of my life. It basically ruined my life, and I went to a Christian discipleship program called Adult and Teen Challenge, where I met God, and it changed my life forever. From there, I found my call to do ministry and be a missionary, and now I'm a missionary in Brazil. Catching you guys up, who don't know. So through that, the first time I was introduced to drugs was at a Christian concert. I went to a concert with my friends. I went with the intention to go to a Christian concert and worship, lift my hands up. And my friends and I decided, hey, let's leave and do drugs. And I was not expecting that when I left my house. That was not something on my agenda.
Was out there to devour, even though.
And that decision, that small decision changed my life. because it ruined my life very, very quickly. I had to pay for so many mistakes after that. And that was unintentional. I didn't intend to go and do that. But after I made that decision, it captured me. It became a part of me. And so I had to really find healing from the Lord through that situation. Question two, what happens when we do not take such sins seriously as God does?
I think when we don't take seriously, we are on the path of death.
Mm-hmm.
Because sin, when it's fully completed, it leads to death.
Yeah, sin in its full form, right?
Yeah, find out what we're doing, if it doesn't please the Lord.
So many times in my life, as I was growing up as a teenager, I had these lines that I would never cross. I'm never going to do this, right? And then you get close to the line and you blur it out and move the line further and further and further and further. And when you don't take these sins seriously, you look back and you're like, now I'm a drug addict, right? That was not my intention. That was not my intention. But that's what happened. These little mistakes, these little small things that we don't consider to be big deals become a big deal. It's obedience in the little things that matters, right? Because the small leads to the big. Our third question here, as we read Leviticus 4, 27 through 35, let's imagine doing each corrective step. What would it feel like? How would we be affected? So go back and read those verses. This is talking about the literal rules of sacrificing a sheep or a goat and putting the hand on it, slaughtering it, putting it for the altar to atone for the sins. I mean, that's not a short process, right? When I make barbecue, when I have to prepare a fire, it takes 30 minutes to make a fire. So I can't imagine 30 minutes to make the fire, cut up the sheep, blah, 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 slaughter it, cut the fat, all these different things you have to do to create the perfect sacrifice for the sin. The priest, got to take it to the priest. Got to do all these tasks.
The fire wasn't there ready for you?
No, maybe. Huh? I don't know. Sad. Sin is a big deal to God. And it would be a lot of things to correct the mistake. Even if it's a small, unintentional, oops, you have to do all that, right? Mm-hmm. A tiny little lie. Oops, you have to do all that. So this is a big deal to God. And he was
sacrifice an animal every time.
Every time. Right? So thank God for Jesus coming. I would just not leave home.
But you said if you don't leave, you're supposed to leave.
Yeah. Sin. So it's tough. It's tough. So I'm grateful that we don't have to do all those steps.
God, but Jesus.
That just really highlights how big of a deal this is to God, right?
Yeah.
It's not just just take a shower and you're clean. Like, it's not that. Cut open an animal, bring it to the priest, cut off the fat, all those details, right? So that's our devotional today.
These set us free today.
It's Jesus, right?
You don't have to do any sacrifice anymore.
These don't mean it sins. And so I hope that as you're listening today, that the Holy Spirit convicts your heart of these little areas in your life, these little pockets of sin, or these little areas in your heart that you didn't let the Holy Spirit into, that he'll begin to open up those areas in your heart, and you'll ask for forgiveness, and you'll live in freedom. You'll be transformed. You'll be saved. All of these areas, because no problem. Hey, if you're tired, that's okay. We're almost done. So just have freedom, right? Confess these sins to the Lord, and I think it's God is good, guys. So confess these sins to the Lord. Don't be bound in condemnation. You are free through Christ, and the truth will set you free. So that's all I have for today. Thank you, guys. Anything else?
Let's pray.
Pray. Lord, thank you for this time to be together with my wife and with the Holy Spirit. Thank you that we're able to read this devotional together and share it with our listeners here today. I pray that you convict our hearts, open up our hearts of the areas that we're refusing to allow you to work in, Lord, the areas of our heart where we like to sin, where we don't want to fix these things, Lord, I pray that this area will be opened up in Jesus' name, that you can go in and do surgery on our hearts, and you can clean up those areas that are dark in there, Lord. And I pray that you can identify, clean us, just as David was saying, search me, God, and clean my heart. Any area that is not pleasing to your eyes, I pray that it can be cleaned out inside of us, Lord. And give us hope, give us courage as we walk through today and this week. Lord, that we can apply this word that we read today, that sin is a big deal. It's not just it's not just some little thing. Lord, this is something that means a lot to your heart, Lord. And so I pray that we can pay attention to the things that we're doing today, the things that we intentionally and unintentionally do today. help us to bring our thoughts to you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.